WJ4WCM, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
For DJWKJ4WZM, I'll be ready to pick it up in just a second. I'm getting my power source set up.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go through the pre-net, and I'll hand it to you after the pre-net. Sound good?
Sounds good. KJ4WZM.
Okay, any bulletins or announcement for the net? Call W4DJW. All right, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. And tonight, when we get to the RF section, it'll be Alpha through Delta. For Sunday nights, it's Alpha through Delta would be the first group. But until then, we will recognize the pre-net check-ins, check for any new amateur radio operators, let any Echolink stations go through, and then start the RF section. So tonight, pre-net check-ins. We have W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're over in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, that's Don, bring it with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylors. KN4MDA, that's John in Lyman. KA2AXQ, that's Ken in Pickens. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. And KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. That's our pre-net check-ins. There were 16 of them total. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, you ready for me to pass control to you?
DJW, KJ4WZM, hold on 1 second. I have feedback from Echolink. Yes, what is the total right now, including you and me, if you wouldn't mind?
Okay, total number of check-ins right now, including you and me, would be 18. But I haven't recognized you yet. But total would be 18, including you and me.
Very much.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Daniel. W4DJW handing over net control functions to KJ4WZM. Take it away, Daniel.
WZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to go ahead and hold on, Dave, 1 second. Did John from Brown Summit check in? Did you do Echolink yet? I missed that.
No, we've got to do Echolink, new amateur radio operators, and RF. In any order you prefer.
We'll go ahead and begin with Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
J4WZM, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic.
KN4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Looks like that does it for Echolink stations. Through this moment, we'll check back with them later. At this time, we'll go ahead and check for any brand new ham radio operators, anyone who has not checked in, or anyone who has not checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before. If this is you, call KJ4WZM. At this time, so we'll go ahead and begin with the regular roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. And to check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with stations with the suffix of your call, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, And via telephone relay, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And also via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. I'm in Piedmont, Lorena's in Greenville Memorial, and Michelle is in Easley.
For WZM. Hello, everybody on the net. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no juice.
Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
GM. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. We're in Pickens. Negative. The handle is rolling. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Bravo, 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave, and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
4WZM. Daniel, this is Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo, Greenville, negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KK4DMW. That is Rick. No, sorry. Yeah. That's Rick in Piedmont, KK4ONO. That is his wife, Lorena. She's over in Greenville Memorial. Hey, Rick, is Lorena doing okay?
She's hanging in there. She fell yesterday and broke her left hip, and they're going to have to do a total hip replacement, but they're waiting for her blood pressure to stabilize at this point, but otherwise she's doing okay.
That. She's doing okay at the moment. Sorry to hear about that, and we'll keep her and y'all in our thoughts and prayers over here. I hope she recovers soon and that they're able to get that hip replacement done. That's sad to hear. Also, Rick brings along with him his daughter Michelle, KM4MLQ, and she is in Easley tonight. Rick, tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle that we said hello. Next up, I'd like to recognize KN4CHY, that is Keith and Seneca. N4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KI4DOS, Gary, he brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. They're at home in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Next up, I have AC4CE. He's over there in Greenville, and if you wouldn't mind coming back with your name real quick so I can write this down. I haven't had you check in with me before, and I want to make sure I get it wrote down correctly so that I remember it.
This is Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo. My name is Dwayne, and I'm in Greenville.
Dwayne, I got you in my log now. That would like to recognize AC4CE. That is Dwayne over there in Greenville. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. Next, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie.
N4HHC, Warren. We're in Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
N4WCM. And happy birthday, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for some comments.
Paul, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Jim, no affiliation, nothing to report.
N4HHC, that is Warren and Taylor. KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. Harry, thank you. And I got you marked down for comments. And next up, I have KF4YHY. That is Jim. And Jim, what's your location? I missed it.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. I'm in Greenville. Greenville.
Gotcha. Thank you. Sorry. 4YHY, that is Jim in Greenville. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM. Next, NDI through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain, Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. This A's and C3's for each one of us.
4WZM, 3 Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD, I'm Jim, I'm in Buffalo, no traffic, no comments tonight, 73.
4WZM, 12 India 4, Lima Zulu Inc, KI4LZI on HT, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
AZM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing to ask. Check me in and out. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4WZM. Thank you for asking about Lorena. She's in my prayers. And, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
K4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. K3JTD, that's Jim over there in Buffalo. KF4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. KF4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. KK4JVQ, Larry in Greer. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Donna. KC4MFK, also with him at home in Greer tonight. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, call KJ4WZM. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM. Mr. P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back mobile here in Piedmont tonight. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel, but 73 to you and all on the net.
And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel, but listening for a bit. And 7-3 to the net.
KO4NNH, that is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. And W2MJB, that is Mark. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark, tell Miss Wendy we said hello. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. KF4NNH, Fred, just want to tell you, have fun going back to work. I know you love it and hate it at the same time, most likely. This is your vacation from vacation. So, have fun getting back to real life again. Be safe out there on the mobile. We'll catch you later on down the log. Call for Mike through Papa and through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue, shoot me your net. Call KJ4WZM.
Net Control, please check in 4OVQ, Stacy down in Anderson. I'm in and out.
4OVQ, that is Stacy in Anderson. We'll go ahead up to Quebec through Tango next, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge, shoot me your net. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative there.
Nice, KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
4-0, Mike Odell, N4SMH, Josh and Greer.
N4SMH, Josh and... Josh, I like your call sign there. I think I need to put one... I need to get me a call sign with your suffix and put it on the amateur radio tag. That way when I'm driving around town, traffic can see that I'm just shaking my head. I like that call sign. N4, shaking my head. That's cool. Josh and Greer, I like your call sign. Nice one. Next, Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM.
KJ4UQD, Sharon Greenville.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you really check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, on the net, no traffic, no queue.
Yes, KJ4UQD, that is my big sister Sharon over there in Greenville. And KJ4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Any other stations, any other Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Internet, call KJ4WZM. For now, we'll make another call, Quebec through Tango real quick, and then we'll go over to Uniform through Zulu. So any other stations, Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm in Campovello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. We have no traffic and no comments tonight. Thanks so much.
And Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA, Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Hope I'm catching into the repeater pretty well. Anyway, I'm negative and negative. Have a good evening, everyone.
KO4RYP, that is Anna in Campobello, and she brings along with her husband Chad, KO4NUE. Anna, tell Chad we said hello. And also we have W4TOA, that is Grant over there in Cedar Mountain. And Grant, you're making the repeater just fine. Good signal tonight. We'll go ahead to Quebec, Uniform through Zulu now, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. If you would, please, if you already haven't, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4, WWZ. Name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. QTH tonight is easily South Carolina, and I will be sticking around for some rescue. Good evening to all on the net, and thank you for calling that, Daniel.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative, and happy birthday, Daniel.
KO4WWZ. That is Shannon Easley. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County, and W4WOZ, Rod from the land of Woz. And thank you, Rod. I really appreciate it. It's been a good one. Play through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Cool, please check in KK4BGR. Brett, yeah, now be negative, negative.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative.
KK4BGR, that is Brett and Gaffney, and W4CWF, that is Colin in Mill Spring, North Carolina. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. For Alpha through Zulu, before we go over to RAG 2, last call for Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. BZM now securing the Pullman portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. Harry, are you still around? Call KJ4WZM.
4WZM, KC4EZM. Still hanging around, Daniel. Wanted to wish you a happy birthday and I will always remember your birthday because today is my anniversary day with my wife. So I won't tell you how many years we've been married when you were born. I'll let you worry about that. But I've got Daniel in my head forever.
Pretty cool. Well, happy anniversary, and tell your wife we said hello. I don't know her name, but. Happy anniversary to you and your wife. Hope y'all had a great anniversary today. And I turned 28 today, so you can do the math on that and figure out how many years you've been married when I was born. I'll let you do that.
Did it. That's why I didn't say it.
I hear you on that. I know my 28 years went by real quick. I can't even tell you how quick it went from 13 to 28. It does not seem like it took long at all. I think it felt like about 5 or 6 years. It felt like time went by, but not like that.
Time does have a way of being somewhat elastic, but especially when it's in our mind. I can remember when I got married. My wife was, her name is Ann, with an E, which she reminds me of all the time, but she was in a little town in eastern North Carolina, and it was hot on June the 5th down there, and, you know, we're all dressed up, all that stuff, and we're down. Fog itches my throat every now and then. Down at the altar, and the preacher's trying to do his thing, and my wife is sitting there kind of blowing her veil away from her face, you know, going like you do. And the preacher, he's looking down, he's going, like, you know, y'all need to stop that. That was my remembrance of that day, among other things. But, I'll remember your birthday now forever. Had a pretty good day. Went to church, went out to lunch, and came home, and I've been working that international the ARL International Digital Contest, which was a new one for this year, and sitting there trying to make the software work, it finally dawned on me, and I think about somewhere between a third and a half of the other operators, the Worldwide Digital Contest has the same exchange, which is basically your four-digit grid square, as the ARL International DX Contest. So it took about, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes this afternoon for most of us that were playing that to dawn on us, you know, instead of cutting and pasting the word test, just let it use the macro that was built in, because the exchange was the same. So Anyway, that was kind of fun. I did it, as they say, holiday style, which means that I had other things to do, and then the power went off for about 2 hours this afternoon. We live about 3 miles from a big substation, which means that our power doesn't go off very often, but when it does go off, it's usually something big, and according to the power company, it was a tree. So, anyway, like I say, just want to wish you a happy birthday, Daniel, and was busy Friday night, otherwise I would have harassed you a little bit sooner, but enjoyed it. We'll turn it back to you and see what Chandler's got to say. But anyway, happy birthday, and look forward to next year. Maybe we can celebrate on the radio again. Anyway, KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Sounds good, Harry, and thanks for that. That's a funny little story there. Tell Miss Ann with an E, we said hello, and we won't forget that it's spelled with an E. I have to have her around the radio sometime, because I will make mention of that in the future. That's pretty funny. I didn't know your wife's name, but now I do. So now I'll be sure to tell Miss Ann with an E we said hello. that's a good story there. Them summer days, they can be kind of hot and annoying, though, with all the humidity like that. I can understand why she was trying to blow the veil away from her face. I bet it's stuffy underneath there. And I kind of wonder what caused a tree to fall down. Y'all didn't have any thunderstorms today that I know of. We didn't hear any thunder over here. That's kind of odd. Now, yesterday we had storms that came through here, but not today. So, I don't know.
We had a little weather off and on, but today was it was cloudy and sunshiny and cloudy and sunshiny. No wind to speak of or anything like that. Now, again, this is just what the power company put out over their text message. So their original estimate is that the power would be back on about 10:15 tonight, and I waited about an hour and pulled the generator out, hooked it up to the house, and figured it needed exercising anyway, and It was dinner time, and so hooked that up and ran it, and everything worked. And then the lights that aren't on the generator came back on. So don't know what it was, and I'll have to drive down the road tomorrow and see if I can see the remains of a tree laying on the side of the road. Because basically, they don't haul the wood off; they leave it where it lays. Get the power line fixed. But anyway. Enjoy talking, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Sounds good, Harry, and have fun with your little adventure tomorrow. We'll see what turns up, I guess. I had a pretty decent day over here. Last night we had a bonfire, and a bunch of people came over. I don't know if you remember K4SUG, Ray Allison, or not, but his son, Johnny Allison, he is the same age as my dad. Johnny's birthday was last Sunday, so kind of like the whole neighborhood got together yesterday and a little bit again today. Celebrated everybody's birthdays and all that. It was a pretty neat little get-together, and I enjoyed that. That was pretty fun. So I think about 30-something people came over, so that was pretty neat. And even now we have there's quite a few people over here now, but they're all playing Uno and stuff like that. I had about enough of Uno earlier. It went round and round and round and round. I get down to just a couple more cards, and all of a sudden I'd end up with a stack again of like 10 or 15 of them after shuffle through everything. So then I finally got smart. I got a wild card, and I saved it to last. So I played all my cards and pretended like that wild card didn't exist until I had Uno left, and I put that thing down, and I was done. So, learned how to play that game. That was pretty neat. But I guess I'll turn it back to you after that. It sounds like you're trying to cut loose for the night. So, we'll let you go after that. But I figured I'd toss that one out in case you ever end up in a game of Uno and want out. Keep a wild card stashed in the back. You'll get out.
You know how the rules of the game work, or you learn how to play it. I'm not much into cards, so I tried to learn bridge one time, and somehow or another, trying to think what the other three people are going to do 10 turns down the road, that was beyond my brain capacity, and then trying to remember all the stuff that had been played. But yeah, some of those can be fun. I think the better part of it was having a whole bunch of people together and just having fun. I think that's the better part of it. You play the games and you eat the cake, stuff like that. But when you have a whole bunch of people together, especially, I never knew Ray, but I really enjoyed listening to him talk on the radio. It always blew my mind. I think he's the one that said it was time for him to go fix himself a cup of coffee. And I thought, if I drank a cup of coffee that late at night, it'd be the next morning before I went to sleep. And I think Gary does the same thing. I used to could do that, but not anymore. But anyway, I enjoyed listening to him and his comments, and they were all down to earth, and it was just a pleasure. So I think getting together around something like that's a good thing. What's that, 7-3, Daniel? KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
Harry, we'll catch you later on down the log. Sometime later on, I'd actually like to go up there and meet you someday and tell stories back and forth. That would be pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm actually another one of those people that can drink coffee at any time of day and go straight to sleep. It does not keep me up, which is kind of sad when it comes to driving, because if I get tired while I'm driving, there's not much I can do about that other than pull over and take a nap for a couple minutes, because coffee's not going to wake me up. I go right to sleep after drinking it. I think it might have something to do with having ADHD, because a lot of people that I know with ADHD, they can drink coffee and they'll actually go to sleep. It doesn't keep them up. Caffeine doesn't have the same effect it does on us as it does other people. We don't get wired off of it. We actually calm down, which is odd. But anyways, I miss the stories, too, and how you always used to go and get a cup of coffee at that late of the time at night. So that's pretty funny, too. Well, we'll catch you later on down the log, Harry. You have a good one. And 73s. We'll holler at you later. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. Zulu A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Checking in so late, though. Just got back from Denny's. That's all I have, over.
Contact.
W4JH Eugene. This is KO4NUE, Chad. You in there, Gene?
Go ahead.
Gene, would you give your brother a call for me? I have been trying to contact him. And have not been able to make contact, and maybe if I can get him to contact me, maybe that would work, over.
Roger, I'll give him a call right now. It's not too late for that. Yeah, he mentioned he talked with you and said he tried to get back with him, but didn't answer at the time. He's an old telephone man, and I have trouble with his phone. He's got two or three numbers, and I can't remember which is which on. I finally got it down, though, but I know which number to call him on. I'll certainly do it, Chad, and I'll have him call you sometime tomorrow. Is that okay? Or tonight, if I get him, it doesn't matter with me.
Yeah, roger that. If you get him tonight, just tell him to give me a call tonight, over.
Roger, we'll do it, and I'll see you later. Good talking with you again, Chad.
H-R-O-N, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments.
K4FHJ, that is Gene and Taylor's, and WD8RON, that is Ed and Brevard. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
W4, never give up. Still Boiling Springs, walkie-talkie, negative and negative.
W4NGU, that is Phil and Boiling Springs. Looks like that does it for check-ins for now, so we'll go ahead to the next station I've got up for comments. KO4WWZ, Chandler, you still around? Call KJ4WZM. Just remembering that he will not be available for comments. So, looks like he might be on later for comments. So, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
Good, sir. Please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo. Hey, K4HR, hope you're able to copy me tonight. I'm portable in Malden this evening. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
K4HR, that is Mike, mobile in Malden. Haven't talked to you in a while, Mike, and just want to tell you I hope you and your family are doing well. Catch you later on down the log. Have I messed around for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
4WZM, this is AC4CE.
KJ4WZM.
I hadn't thought to make a comment, but it would be wrong of me not to. I'd like to publicly thank November 4 Hotel Charlie and W4 Foxtrot Charlie Motel for their constant help and support, gifted radios, speaker, and most importantly, knowledge. I've actually been a ham for several years, but I was all hat and no cattle, and I finally got something working. I actually have a three-element Yagi hanging in my closet among wired coat hangers and wired frames. And I don't know how much white noise I'm giving you, but I'm up and running, and I want to thank those two men for their persistence and their patience for all these years. The ham community is just an amazing bunch of guys.
And I hope that those stations were on and heard that, but I'll tell you, like, what was told to me when I got my license. I came from a whole big family, and there was seven of us that we all had our licenses at the same time. Some people have now let their licenses lapse and stuff like that because life goes on and people go different ways. But there were seven of us that all got our licenses within 1 year of each other. And we were brand new to ham radio. We knew nothing about it. And our uncle is actually the one that got us into it. And he gave us a handheld 2-meter radio. And we stumbled across the 610 repeater and made contact with a few different hams at the time, and they got together and multiple antennas, multiple radios, both HF and VHF UHF, and got us up and running on all the bands, even on digital, taught us all about that kind of stuff, got us up and running on all the bands, and it was several different individuals that all helped with this stuff. Radio equipment just showed up at the house, and one day we had an antenna party, and a whole bunch of AM radio people came over and helped us put up antennas and stuff. And if I was to start listing off call signs, I could name at least a dozen of them that showed up at our house on multiple occasions, some of them, and just brought all kinds of radios and equipment and endless knowledge and helped us get up and running. And whenever we went to thank them, they always said, "Oh, no problem, it's what we do." And that is the ham radio community that I've come to know and love in all these years, and I hope to return the favor when I am more financially able to do so. Right now, I'm just a young person trying to get my life off the ground, and I don't necessarily have endless resources, but I want to continue on the tradition. I don't know what else to call it, but that's what they do.
Wow.
one of my sons had remembered growing up years ago my desire to get my ham license and get on the air. And I always set that aside. Family comes first, and the expenses involved, I just couldn't do it. So I, he gave me a Bofang 2 or 3 years ago, but I'm in a ravine, and the condo I live in, the outside sheeting and the roofing has foil on it. And I could only stand in the corner of an upstairs window at one pane, and sometimes the repeater would come on, other times the net could not hear me. So it's been 3 years plus that I've tried to get on the air.
That's difficult right there. There's several areas around Greenville, especially in the proximity of Paris Mountain, where it's very difficult to get in, but apartment complexes are another one. At one point, I had lived in an apartment complex in Greenville, and it was very difficult to get out from there because of the way that they're built.
I'm in a ravine at the base of Paris Mountain, I, as a first-time buyer, my wife and I agreed with the inflation that's coming, I need to do this now. So I am the proud owner of a brand-new ICOM 705, not a radio I would recommend for a first-timer, since the advanced manual that I just downloaded is 239 pages, but Warren and Fred got me up and running, and I thank them all. I'll end comment here and leave space for others. But thank you, Daniel, for calling the net tonight. I really appreciate your time.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure talking to you, too, and maybe someday I'll get to meet you. But I've been in that same boat there and not been able to get out before because of having a handheld in an apartment complex by the base of Paris Mountain. So I definitely get where you're coming from on that. But one of these days I should someday get on here and share the story of how we got going in ham radio and make a longer explanation of all the different people that showed up and everything. That was 12 years ago, but I'll never forget it at all. I might forget a few different call signs over time of different people who have showed up and helped, but there's at least a dozen who spent a lot of time with us, and very, very thankful for them. And some of them are now silent keys, unfortunately. But we definitely had a lot of help getting on the radio, and I'm very, very thankful for the entire ham radio community. And I'm glad that you're getting to have a small taste of that as well. AC4CE, KJ4WZM.
Charlie 4, and I'll say 73 to everyone, and I'll just part with saying that this is an HOA here, and I cannot have anything outside.
Yeah, I can draw what you do on the inside. Glad you're on the air again. That's awesome. Well, hopefully you'll be a regular check-in from now on. Look forward to talking with you some other time. AC4CE, KJ4WZM, 73, Swain, have a great night. Tell your wife we said hello.
4 Yankee Uniform November, 610.
Is that correct?
04 YUN. And whenever the other guy on here was talking a second ago, I kind of relate to him hanging out the window of the Bofang. I'm hanging out the top window of my house right now, talking out of a Yaesu MT-5.
Hey, what's your name and location, by the way? I didn't get that.
Just outside of Pickens City.
No problem. I got you checked in. When you check in, just wanted to let you know, you only have to give your first name. Anybody who gets your call sign can go ahead and look you up on a website called QRZ.com and run your call sign. They'll come up with your name and your address that you had on your license. So you only have to give your first name. Just pretty much it'll confirm when someone goes to search that you are the person that you say you are, basically. Because your name will match your call sign. That's all, basically. And it gives people a way to to address you other than just your call sign, so that's why you give your first name and your location just in general. So yours, like you did this time, is Pickens. I heard you check in the other night, so I just wanted to let you know you'll have to give your first name and basically the town that's closest to you. So when I call the net, I usually say my name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest, but sometimes I also say more specifically that I'm north of Traveler's Rest or Tigerville. I might say that instead. But whatever town is closest to you, just basically say that. So, but I'm excited that you just got your license, and it's a really fun hobby, and I definitely remember when I started off with just a HT as well, so I definitely feel your pain there. If you need a bigger antenna at some point, if you can have a mobile antenna, you can have that in your apartment or house or wherever you're at, and that'll get out better than your rubber duck does. I might see what I can do with setting you up with an antenna if you need one. Or if you need help finding one, you already have the money to do it or whatever. But if you need help with that, feel free to let me know. KO4YUN, KJ4WZN.
I actually do have something a little bit better than what came out of the box. I got a diamond, SRJ77CA. I believe it's about 16 inches, maybe a little more. Antenna on this FP65. It's been working pretty good so far. And, yep.
I'm making the repeater. You've got some white noise on you, but as long as you stay where you're at, you have definitely a readable signal into the repeater. But welcome to the hobby, and I hope you really enjoy it. KO4YUN, KJ4WZM.
One more time, please.
And is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name here is Daniel, Delta Alpha November, India Echo Lima.
What's your name? So I can address you by your name again. Sorry.
Daniel, Delta Alpha November, India Echo Lima.
Okay, Daniel. Well, yes, sir. I have currently, I guess you know Chad. He's been kind of helping me, I guess, tutoring me in this ham radio right now. It's been going pretty good. You know, I did actually get for my dad, he got a Bofang not too long ago. And it's a Bofang. But I just got this FT65. It's been working pretty good. And Chad's been helping me out with tutoring.
That's great. I remember when Chad got his license, I think it was about a year ago. I think he's had his license real close to a year now. But he has made so much progress in ham radio since he started, and he's been so instrumental in helping so many other hams get going as well. He's one of the most impressive new hams that I have ever met. I have never seen somebody hit the ground running as fast as he has. And the way that he has too, he's just gone headlong into it and made so much progress. I've actually learned a lot from him. I've had my license now over 10 years, but I've actually learned a lot from him. So definitely an impressive guy as far as ham radio goes. You're in great hands there.
So really good. I just want to thank you. Get a little more practice than I get. Anyway, this is KO4YUN 73.
Please, and you have a great night, Tanner. We'll catch you later on down the log. Again with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Have a missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM, you got a lot of white noise on your signal right now, man. But I got you.
Tonight, I thought I'd start using it.
It was like right on the edge of the repeater. It dropped it, I think, just then.
How about now?
Did it better.
Let me walk up to the top of the driveway.
you got it right where it's at, right where you just were when you said you were going to walk up to the top of the driveway. You got it right there. That's fine. Go back to where you were. That'll work.
Right where I was at. Well, Daniel, sorry about that. My mom was trying to get the water turned back on, and she needed me to watch underneath the kitchen sink while she went up to the top of the driveway and turned it back on. And we got it turned back on, and everything is successful so far, so we're good. How have you been doing today, Daniel?
I had a good birthday, got to hang out with my friends, and they surprised me with a cake for my birthday, so that was great. Went to the store, bought me some food, washed my laundry, and different odds and ends like that. Caught up with one of my friends and said, hey, so I guess I had a pretty good day.
Roger, that sounds like one of the best days a man's ever had. Well, I was wondering, has Dave W4DKW checked in, and is he still around?
He tears off of my net around 9:20, 9:25, 9:30, somewhere around there. And after that, I have a hard time getting a hold of him, but he actually started the net. I didn't get my radio up and running until like 9:02 or so. I decided to move it outside and call the net outside tonight. So I was in the middle of that, and it took longer than I thought. I ran around chasing a battery, so once I got a battery up and running, I got on the air. But he actually started the net tonight.
Well, I was going to maybe ask him about what you and me have discussed over the landline earlier. That's very nice of him, and sounds...
We had one last night. We don't have one tonight. And out and stuff.
Roger that. Well, that sounds awesome, and for anyone listening, the International Space Station is currently making its way over our heads, and if you want to attempt to point your antennas in the direction of the ISS, you might be able to make a contact with them tonight. I would do it, but I don't got a Yagi, and... one day, I definitely
want to
talk to some astronauts.
I'm going to share an app with you real quick to track this thing. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an Android. Let me get it out, and I will be right back. It's sitting on the trash can. Just stay out. I'll let you know when I'm ready. I'm going to sit the radio down. I'll be right back. Say it, Danny.
I have an iPhone, and on Apple it's called ISS Spotter. I'm trying to find you one for Android, but right now the ISS is... hold on. Let's see here. It looks like there is one called ISS Detector Satellite Tracker that might work for you for Android. The one I use is called ISS Spotter, but it doesn't look like that's available on Google Play. That's only on Apple.
I found it.
And then the International Space Station right now is actually, is northwest of Australia right now.
Sorry, Dottie, I just saw on the news that it would be directly over us tonight, and if we don't have any clouds over us, it would be visible.
Yeah, it was around 9 o'clock. That's already come and gone. We won't have any more visible passes at this point for the next 10 days, unfortunately. So around 2 weeks from now, it'll start making a whole bunch of passes. It passed overhead a whole bunch of times during the past week or two, but it does that about on and off. It does that about 2 weeks at a time where you see it a whole bunch, and then it's gone a whole bunch. So there's not going to be any more visible passes now for a while. So just a heads up on that. The next time it passes over this evening, it's going to go right down the Pacific coastline. So it's going to, within the next 45 minutes or so, it's going to go over San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego and then right down the Pacific coast of Mexico as well. So that's where it's going next. And it's going to go directly overhead. They're going to have a great sight of that thing over there, but we won't hear.
Comment.